Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the program, we're going to be joined by the official national spokesperson for Cars.com. Very cool website. And we're going to be talking about getting your vehicle ready for the months ahead. Spring is National Car Care Month. April is the official time for that happening, so we're going to be talking with Barbara Terry upcoming in the next few moments. Also coming up a little later on in this hour, the Executive Vice President of Falcon Tire, Rick Brennan, will be joining us to tell us a little bit about tires, of course, but in particular telling us about speed ratings on tires. Lots of folks are replacing their tires on their vehicles with non-speed rated compliant tires for their specific vehicles, and the folks at Falcon are not too happy about that, so they want to explain the reason why you should replace your vehicle with the original OEM tires. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the regular number at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or you can reach out via the email anytime throughout the broadcast, throughout the week, 24/7. It's Bob at BobLongRadio.com. Well, joining us on the lines right now is a friend of mine. She's a national automotive expert. She's a race car driver, race car owner, a team owner, I should say. She's also she's the owner of a book publishing company, and she is also the national spokesperson for Cars.com. Welcome back to Auto World, Barbara. How you doing?
Hey, Bob. How's it going?
Going great. Well, this is exciting. You've hooked up with the folks at Cars.com, and you're helping people understand car maintenance. And this is the time of the year. This is the official car care month, April.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's definitely that time that you need to spring clean your car, as I like to say.
Very cool. And I understand you put together a new innovative feature at Cars.com called Service and Repair. Tell us about that feature.
It's really the first of its kind. You just click on the Cars.com and go to Service and Repair. You can literally then enter your make, model, and year of your vehicle, enter your zip code where you live, and it'll tell you all of the service centers in your neck of the woods. It'll also tell you reviews of those service centers, and there's also another great device on there, and it's called the Estimator. And you can very easy, it's a very easy website to navigate, put in the recommended repair from your mechanic, and it will tell you what you should be paying for that repair and, of course, what you should not be paying for that repair.
That can vary a lot. There's no question about it. And lots of times folks get taken advantage of, unfortunately.
You know, they do. It is unfortunate, but I always like to encourage people to spend a couple hours on a Saturday or Sunday afternoon, grab that owner's manual out of the glove box, dust the dust off of it, and get to know your car. And that way you can equip yourself with the knowledge that when you do have to take your car to the mechanic, you can say, you know what, Mr. Mechanic Man, I think it may be this or that.
And that will catch them off guard more often than not, especially if you're not somebody that's known for automotive knowledge. And unfortunately, most people today are so busy with their regular lives that they don't have time to get to know, like you say, their car up close and personal. So getting to know that owner's manual and getting to know your vehicle is a very important step.
It really is. People typically look at their car like it's a UFO. They feel very, it's like a very daunting task, even just to pop open the hood. But it really is fun, you know, educating yourself about where all your dipsticks are. And that owner's manual is just loaded with just a wealth of knowledge. And another great feature on Cars.com is, and I personally have never seen this, and I'm certain that you either, and that is that they have all of the manufacturer recalls on that website. Any recall that's been issued for your make and model, and obviously recalls have been very newsworthy, unfortunately, the last several years, and it's really important to know that if there's a safety recall pertaining to your make and model, you know, it's almost as important as having your oil changed on a regular basis.
That is so true. And the other thing that I've read about in recent times is some research that's been done in the fact that people who are purchasing pre-owned vehicles, and the truth of the matter is, I mean, last year the OEMs had a great sales year, sold 16 to 17 million new cars, but for every new car sold, there's about three used vehicles sold, and quite often people are taking delivery of their pre-owned vehicle and not knowing that some recalls were not done by the previous owner, and it sometimes can put both the vehicle in danger as well as the occupants of the vehicle.
Yeah, I mean, if you have something definitely wrong with your car, if there's like a safety recall at that time, if you don't address it, you're a detriment to yourself, obviously all of the other passengers in your vehicle, and then all the other drivers on the road. So it's really important to take heed of those recalls.
It sure is. It can save you a lot of time and a lot of money. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. If you have any questions for Barbara Terry, national automotive expert, author, and race car driver, we'd love to hear from you. Or you can email us up at bob@boblongradio.com. We want to say hello to everybody listening in the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, on the Mighty 800. The information station, CKLW. And Cars.com in general, Barbara, is a very cool site. I know we have some of their editors on from time to time. Mark Williams, who worked with me at Motor Trend for many years, runs the site called PickupTrucks.com, which is owned by the folks at Cars.com. So there's just a wealth of information to be found there for folks.
Yeah, they've obviously been a leader in the car shopping space since 1998 with hundreds of millions of visits to their website. So it's really all in one place. It's like a one-stop shop. You can go on and buy a car. You can go on and sell your car. Now you can go on and literally look for all service centers in your area. I mentioned earlier about reviews. Reviews are really important. I know whether, you know, if I'm going to buy some makeup or a new pair of jeans, the first thing I'm going to do is locate them online, and I'm going to start looking at the reviews. You know, see what consumers are really saying about those sellers, you know, where I can get certain items. You know, reviews are really, really important. Cars.com has actually done, like, a lot of extensive research and determined that consumers are already looking at the reviews of a dealership service center even long before they buy a car at that dealership, just so they'll know that they're going to be taken care of down the road.
Absolutely. Well, that's a really cool feature that you've told us about, that you can go to cars.com and find mechanics near you. Is it true you can also schedule maintenance appointments right there at cars.com?
Yeah, and really see what regular scheduled maintenance should be costing. On average, a consumer spends over $1,000 a year just on regular scheduled maintenance.
That is really cool. And I noticed I just logged on to cars.com. There are some icons. One is called Repair Pal. What does that mean in the language of cars.com? That's a good shop?
Yeah, it's really just an extension, and it's like a vast database of all service centers, and not just dealership service centers, but mom-and-pop service centers in your neck of the woods. A lot of people do live in rural areas, and, you know, their trusted mechanic is, let's say, Bob's Auto Repairs instead of the large manufacturer repair shop.
That's true. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with going to a local repair shop as long as you make sure that they're ASC certified and they've got great reviews, because if you bring your vehicle back to the dealership today in 2015, Barbara, even for regular stuff, it can cost you a ton of money. When we come back on the other side, we'll get your thoughts on that, and we'll continue to tell folks about all the cool stuff that can be found at cars.com. This is Auto World.
Hold up on the ride. Roll down the window of his shining new tag. And tell me then, there it was red. I said you're on, buddy, mom, just running fine.
not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story?
Tune-ups is what we're talking about. Car maintenance, service and repair, and if you log on to cars.com, there's a brand new section. I mean, there's the regular ones we've come to expect at cars.com. Buy, sell, research, finance, advice, but a brand new section called service and repair. And telling us all about this brand new section is automotive expert, auto racer, team owner, author, and book publisher, Barbara Terry, and we've been telling folks about all the cool new features that are available 100% free at cars.com. And that, I really like the sound of this fair price estimator tool, Barbara, because I would imagine, you know, for many people, if you relocate like I did from Massachusetts down here to Florida, or if you're traveling and you're not familiar in dealing with the shops in your particular area, you know, this is going to give you a real accurate price because it zeroes in on the exact geographic location.
Exactly, yeah. So let's say that a transmission repair in your neck of the woods down in Florida may be different than what it's going to cost in Omaha, Nebraska. And there's also an app that you can put this on your cell phone. So you don't have to be at your computer. You can literally use the Fair Price Estimator tool on your cell phone as well.
And that's really convenient, you know, especially if you're out there and your vehicle breaks down unexpectedly and you can do some kind of on-the-spot instant checking to make sure that you're not getting taken advantage of. I get emails all the time from folks who, you know, go to a repair shop and say they're, you know, they don't know anything about their vehicles, and, you know, they write to me that they've got a broken Hoosie dinghy and somebody has told them that they got to spend $3,000 for it. I always encourage folks to get second opinions, not unlike you would do with a physician. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, you took the words right out of my mouth. It's always good to get a second opinion. I always like to equate my car's health to my body's health. And so getting that second opinion can give you that comfort level that you're making, let's say, the right choices, the right repair choices. It's always good to also familiarize your car. Nothing wrong with doing your basic car maintenance. You can save yourself some money. However, it does come to a point that you're going to have to take your car to the repair shop. Speaking of transmission work, just recently, my garage is not equipped to do transmission work, unfortunately, and so I did have to use a shop. And you do want to make certain that, you know, hey, am I getting a fair price? Am I getting taken care of? But speaking of specialty work, too, a lot of consumers, and I will encourage this, let's say you had a foot problem. You wouldn't want to go to a cardiologist. That's a problem. You'd want to go to somebody that really specializes in that particular problem. And so, you know, check out your dealerships. You know, people seem to be under the impression that dealerships actually charge a lot more than a mom-and-pop shop. But it really comes down to price of parts and price per hourly labor.
And I would imagine there's a lot of variance between dealerships, too. I mean, some dealers may not charge the premium that other dealers do. So you got to do that research. Folks can log on to cars.com and check out the new service and repair section where you can find a service center. You can get a service estimate. You can even make an appointment. You can look up your vehicle and see if there's been a recall that you've missed on it. And the other thing that I think is really cool is that you guys have put up some expert tips on service and repair. And I find doing automotive radio for more than 20 years that, you know, people are busier today more than any other time. It's kind of become a 24-hour world, and just lots of folks tend to neglect the basic stuff.
Well, the basic stuff is what gets your car from point A to point B. Checking your oil levels, making certain that you're getting your oil changed every 3,000 miles unless you're running on synthetic. Making sure that transmission fluid is not just topped off, but, you know, a good condition. It doesn't smell, you know, doesn't smell burnt, doesn't have any grimy flakes in it. Making sure that you have plenty of windshield wiper fluid in your car. You know, driving decisions are based upon, you know, visibility. And if we can't see clearly out our windshield, especially we're getting into the summer months with all those dead bugs that are going to be on our windshield, we're a danger to ourselves and our passengers. You got to see clearly out that windshield.
That is so true. And another personal pet peeve of mine is you see these vehicles not that old. I mean, some of them are from the early 2000s or 1990s, and they've got the plastic headlight covers that have aged, and they've got a film over it. I kind of call it cataracts. And not only do they look really ugly, but they significantly diminish the way you can see at night with your vehicle.
Yeah, and there's a lot of different, thank goodness for technology, but there's a lot of different products out there that will remove that film. There's also a lot of repair shops that will do it for you for just a really, really inexpensive price.
And that's something folks should definitely check out. And that's another cool thing that you've got at Cars.com, the certified service centers, the Repair Pal certification. You can check it out right at Cars.com and get all kinds of additional information. What do you think is some of the, what are some of the most neglected items on a vehicle? Tire pressure is definitely one. Folks don't tend to check that. And fluids, also not changing those fluids, like you pointed out, oil change. But what about other fluids on a vehicle, like brake fluids and coolant changes? Are folks neglecting those as well?
Brake fluid and power steering fluid, very easy to check. And the majority of vehicles do have dipsticks. Again, you can locate where all of those dipsticks are by reading your owner's manual. And topping off those fluids is really, really simple. Windshield wiper blades, another problem. They're made of rubber. What does rubber do? It eventually rots. So I always recommend switching out the blades in the spring for summer driving and fall for winter driving. Another big problem that people neglect is checking out the condition of that spare tire. It's been sitting in your vehicle. Most of them have never been used, and they're probably not in good shape. So you don't want to get out on, you know, a short or a long road trip and determine that you have a flat spare or a bad spare. Then you're really got a problem.
Absolutely. So true. Folks can log on to cars.com and check out the new service and repair section. Barbara, while we've got you, why don't you also plug all of your additional websites, your personal website and your book publishing website and anything else that you'd like to promote as well.
Well, for a plethora of additional information regarding cars.com and service and repair and recalls and the fare estimator tool, obviously cars.com. My automotive website is barbaterry.com, and my book publishing website is waldorfpublishing.com.
Excellent, and you've published a number of automotive books, and your first book was about great racer Kenny Wallace, and I know recently you've done a book with Jason Vines, who's an automotive industry insider. That looks like a really cool book as well, but as usual, you're a plethora of information, and congratulations on this new section at cars.com, all about service and repair. Thanks so much for your time, Barbara.
Thanks for having me, Bob.
We'll take a pit stop, and then straight ahead, we're going to continue to talk service stuff, repair stuff. We're going to talk about tires and tire replacement with the Executive Vice President of Falcon Tire. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back. We're live all across North America on great radio stations like the information station AM 800 CKLW Windsor, Ontario, Detroit, the Motor City, Michigan. And joining us right now to tell us all about the latest at Falcon Tire and to tell us specifically about a trend that's been happening, kind of a disturbing trend, is Falcon Tire Executive Vice President Rick Brennan. Rick, thank you so much for your time. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Bob. It's great to be on your show today.
Well, we thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us. Lately, and it's really ironic that you guys decided to do a story on speed ratings, because a good friend of mine, she's got kind of a funky vehicle. She calls it a mutt. She's got an older Saab. It's the 92X, which is actually basically a Saab meets a Subaru WRX that has also been massaged by General Motors along the way. And,
right.
And she needed new tires. And, you know, she was being told by a lot of people, and a lot of big tire stores and stuff, you know, buy this tire here, it's a lot cheaper. It's not, you know, it doesn't have the same speed rating as your tire, but that doesn't matter. And I told her, you better not do that. That is not a good thing. Tell all our listeners about this trend that's out there and the reasons why folks should really pay attention to those speed ratings.
Yeah, Bob, you're having a lot more of your listeners today have vehicles that they get with tires that have a very high speed capability, much more than they'd use every day, but what does it really mean to them? And when they go replace the tire, they get hit with a price that's way different than what their expectation was when they walked into the tire store. So today, with the evolution of vehicles over the last, you know, I'll say 15 years, but it's really accelerated over the last 6 to 8, you have a lot more fuel economy in mind from the car maker. So they're looking for ways to reduce the usage of fuel because price of gas went up. All of us have been squeezed with what we have to pay for keeping our vehicle moving. And so everyone's looking for a bit more fuel economy. But there's one thing we won't give up, and that's horsepower. We still want that car to move when we stomp on the gas. So the vehicle makers have done a great job with creating engines today that are really stingy for how much fuel they use. The problem is they've also added horsepower. So the top speed of the vehicle has gone up so much that now you see tires that have an ability to roll above 130 miles an hour expand rapidly. In the past 3 years, we've seen tires with original equipment or what goes on cars when the vehicle maker makes them. The tires that can go up to 130 miles an hour or more have actually increased by a factor of three. So you have a lot more vehicles today that have tires on it that can go well above what the speed limit is. The issue is not necessarily just the speed the vehicle can go or the tire can go. It's what we do to that tire that makes it capable of rolling that fast. We also, what it does is it keeps the tread and the whole casing of the tire in a specific shape that keeps the cornering, the handling, and the mileage of that tire where we want it for a long period of time. So that you don't have to go 130 miles an hour to get the advantage. You can get it even when you're going 60, 70, 80 miles an hour down the freeway.
So
that trend has actually accelerated over the past 5 years as we've seen more turbocharged engines, and we've seen the move from SUVs to CUV, or the crossover vehicle today. You're seeing a lot more higher speed rated tires being put on by the vehicle makers. So now when you go in to replace a tire, you see the four for $150 that used to be around on the billboards around town. You can't get those for your vehicle. A Camry or a Sonata or a Honda Accord today comes with a V speed rated tire for the majority of the fitments, and that tire is capable of going up to 149 miles an hour. The thing is, to make it do that, we have to put more stuff inside of it to keep it in the shape we need it to keep it in.
Sure.
For that type of speed and to hold itself together at 150 miles an hour. But you also get the advantage of having a footprint that's consistent even at from 50 to 70 miles an hour, not just up to 150. So when you go into the tire store, now you get a lot of feedback saying, okay, you don't want to pay that much for a tire? Well, the easiest thing to do is downsell. Go with a tire that has a lower speed capability because, quite frankly, it's got less material in it. So it weighs less, which means it costs less, and therefore easy to downgrade speed rating and save some money. The problem is you give up that consistency of contact pressure that really creates everything for the vehicle. The vehicle you buy is only as good as the four tires that are touching the road. It's the only part of the vehicle that touches the ground. So as we look at what's going on today, downgrading speed ratings isn't what you want to do. You give up a lot when you do that.
You bring up so many great points, Rick. I mean, number one, in my opinion, this is the golden age of automobiles, of vehicles. Who would believe that we would see these incredible engines out there today, 400, 500, 600, even 707 horsepower, and then Hellcat from Dodge. And we're seeing, like you say, the mid-sized family sedans, Camry, Altima, Mazda 6. I have one of those as a press vehicle this week, the Ford Fusion. I mean, these vehicles perform like sports cars compared to the family sedans of yesterday. So the design of the tire is really integral to a variety of things, including, as you say, the handling characteristics of the vehicle, the braking of the vehicle. And if you put a lesser grade tire on your vehicle, when it comes time to replace that tire, you're really doing a disservice to yourself, but you're also doing a disservice to all the engineers and all the science that went into building your vehicle.
Yeah, that's we're in the tire industry, and all of us engineering types. I started in the engineering side. We all talk about that. You know, we put up all of our heart and soul into it, and then we watch it change over time. But there's a real good reason to stick with the same speed rating, and that's the everything we do to the tire to make it hold itself together at high speeds also works at 50 miles an hour. How much pressure there is in each individual rubber block of that tire as it rolls really determines how long the tire is going to last, how well it stops when you need to stop if something falls off that truck in front of you, how well it moves when you have to swerve when you go past something, somebody drops something off of a truck or a car in front of you, and you got to swerve out of the way. All of those things come into play when we talk about speed rating, because that contact patch and what it does is everything to the way your car feels, the way it moves, and what it does when you turn the wheel or step on the gas or the brake.
So true. And as you say, that contact patch is actually a very small area, and it doesn't really matter. You know, you can have 500 horsepower under your hood. You can have all kinds of great electronics, but where the rubber hits the road, those four little contact areas is where all the action happens. So if you don't have good contact patches, if you don't have good tires, all that horsepower and all that great engineering isn't going to do you any good.
That's right. And most people don't really understand that the contact patch of the tire is about the size of the palm of your hand. So when you think about it, you're going 80 miles an hour in your SUV down the road,
yep,
and all that's touching the road are your four hands. And so when you ask it to do stuff, you know, how fast can you do it with your body? Tires have been engineered, and they are really marvelous pieces today.
Oh, they certainly are. Hold that thought. When we come back, we'll talk a lot more about Falcon Tire and tires in general.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
30dayfoodsupply.com has a special offer just for GCN listeners. Mention GCN when you order, and we'll send you a free bag of Oregon Trail Foods' new vegan burger, a $9 value, with your order of our 30-day food supply, still only $99. In addition, with every six-month supply purchased, mention GCN and receive a free Life Straw water filter. Our vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. This is a limited time offer, so order today. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times bestselling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earthfiles publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the hosts you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Rick Brennan is with us. He's Executive Vice President of Falcon Tire, and we're talking all about speed ratings and much more. And, Rick, before we go any further, let's talk a little bit about Falcon Tire, the brand. How long has Falcon Tire been around? And give us kind of an overview of the brand as well as your product line portfolio.
Okay, well, Falcon's been around since about the mid-80s. It was really developed to be a performance brand of another tire company, so that Falcon really was more of a, like what you think about when you hear the name Goodyear Eagle or Bridgestone Potenza, very much a performance line for a different manufacturer. But we're really a wholly owned subsidiary of Sumitomo Rubber, which most people may not know either, but Sumitomo actually began life as Dunlop.
Wow.
Sumitomo was really the reason John Boyd Dunlop built a factory in Japan in 1914 because they needed insulation for the rubber wire they made under Sumitomo Electric. And then as it went down the road, that partnership actually evolved to be full ownership of Dunlop. Dunlop actually, all that technology that was developed along the way of the last 100 years making Dunlop tires is really the heritage of what Falcon is today. So the people may not have heard of the name Falcon, but our roots go back to the beginnings of tire technology, and along the way we've developed run flat, low rolling resistance, all of those things. So very much a capable tire brand, to say the least. As we look at the future, you're going to see a lot more happening with the Falcon brand. Our first original equipment fitment coming into the U.S. hits in August of this year on the new Jeep Renegade Trailhawk that's made by Fiat, so the small Jeep being made. And so as we look down the future, there's a lot more coming down the road. You'll see a lot more cars, pickups, and CUVs coming with Falcon tires in the future. So very much you'll see us a lot more visible, not just in the U.S. market, but in the world market as a whole. So as we look at down the road of what we're going to be coming up with next, we now make a full line of tires that fit just about everything, from a wheelbarrow all the way up to to a tractor trailer that's driving down the road. And so we've evolved very much from that performance beginnings that we had in the mid-80s.
You guys are definitely making a lot of inroads in a very short span of time when you stop and think about it, just starting in the 80s.
Yeah, one of the advantages by having a brand name that kind of shows up in the middle of the 80s, it was really growth period. That's when really the switch from the old muscle cars, when I grew up, and I've been in the industry a long time, from the muscle cars of the 70s, as it evolved into the 80s, you had the younger guys now looking at more of the imports. And cosmetics became more important. So they bought big wheels and then looked for a tire that they could buy that fit what was left on their credit card. So that time frame really gave birth to new brands that have shown up in the U.S. that weren't around before, and brands that had great capability like Falcon. So as we have evolved, we now make tires that can compete with anybody in the world. The biggest three, we call them the big three, Michelin, Bridgestone, and Goodyear. We make tires that can perform as well as anything they make. And as we look at what's coming next from the car makers, fuel economy, but not giving up mileage and wet traction, those are the things you're going to see the biggest changes in as we go forward. But Falcon's at a really great time now because we are expanding. We've been relatively small in the U.S., but that growth rate we've had over the past 8 to 10 years that really was fueled by what we call tuner, 20-inch and larger wheels with more exotic tires going on, has been a real fun time for us. But as we look at what happens next, we're going to be making tires that fit just about anything that rolls and making the brand much more impactful to all the consumers that are driving around out there.
That's great news. Rick, tell us about a new sponsorship. I think this is really cool. You guys are now an official sponsor of the Detroit Tigers, and it's a first for the brand and certainly kind of a bold marketing move. Tell us all about this exciting news.
Yeah, well, Falcon being a performance tire brand, we've really put all of our effort behind racing. We jumped into drift when it first came into the U.S., and we've also been very active in sports car endurance racing to prove, hey, we make great stuff. So we've been a little different. We haven't really sponsored a team. We actually own it. So the drift cars you've seen in the Falcon livery, they've all been owned by the company, mechanics on staff and all this. And now the Porsche that we run in the IMSA TUSC series that has the 24-hour of Daytona, 12-hour of Sebring, that is also owned by us. But we are expanding out because a performance name and a performance focus is great. But there's a lot of people running around there that really go through their lives every day driving everyday cars that may not pay much attention to the performance market. So we need to branch out a bit. So we jumped in with the Detroit Tigers. You'll see us do a lot more in the sports marketing realm, mainly because sports is watched live. So they don't DVR it and fast forward through the commercials.
That's true.
That's why you see a lot of people now jumping into sports marketing, and we're no different. So you'll see us on a lot more baseball games and other venues as we go forward.
That's a very wise move, Rick. No question about it. Our telephone number, if anybody has any questions about Falcon Tire or tires in general, replacement tires, speed ratings, love to hear from you, 855-660-4261 or Bob at BobLongRadio.com. We would love to hear from you, so don't be a stranger. You mentioned some of the cool technology that's available today that used to be the stuff that dreams were made of not that long ago, like run-flat tire technology. Personally, I really like the run flats. I think it gives you a great sense of security that, you know, God forbid, if you had four flat tires, you could still drive away up to 50 miles or so at a reasonable speed. It brings a lot of safety into the equation. And then, of course, in the ever-growing search for fuel economy, you folks in the tire industry have developed some very specific tire combinations and tread combinations that yield better mileage. So tires that are made specifically for hybrid vehicles and tires that are also made for folks on the replacement side who really are trying to squeeze as much MPG out of their vehicle as possible.
Yeah, the changes today are a lot more than we've seen in the past. I've been in the industry for 40-some years, actually, and I have never seen movement in the tire industry like I've seen in the last 10 years. It used to move like molasses. Now it changes almost every day, and it's really coming because of all the new technology that's being developed for the vehicle is actually now pushing tire development to places it's never been before. Run flat, good example. To make a tire that can actually lose all its air and still drive for another 50 miles at 50 miles per hour, you have to remember that a lot of the tires today that are coming on a car are, say, 25 to 26 and a half inches tall. That means that they turn about anywhere from 750 to 800 times a mile.
Wow.
Well, at 60 miles an hour on the freeway, you're going a mile a minute. So you have to remember that thing's turning 700 times a minute. That's a lot of movement. And to think that you can run it flat for 50 miles, that type of technology that can deal with the heat. Heat is what is the biggest enemy of tires because, of course, rubber is elastic, and when it heats up, it can melt. And when it melts, it no longer holds everything together. So we have to develop things that can operate at higher temperatures. We have to find new ways to reinforce the tire so it doesn't fold against itself when it goes flat. And all of those things control the heat, which now give us the capability to drive a tire flat. In run flat, you're seeing now the next generation of run flat tires actually have a lot better ride comfort than they used to have. If you remember a few years ago, the Toyota Sienna owners actually went back at the tire manufacturers because they didn't like the way the car rode with run flat tires and they couldn't get anything else.
It's so true.
That's now been fixed. Yeah.
Hold that thought. We're gonna take a pit stop for the top of the hour news, and then more of Auto World will continue on many of these stations.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.